My name is Brina Rocca. I'm a senior in high school, and I will be talking about a more serious matter, depression. In this podcast, you will hear about what causes it, symptoms to look out for, how to get help, and my personal connection to this topic. Depression is a topic that is not talked about. It is much more than a two-day lesson in health class. It is a mental illness that is becoming more serious each day, partially due to those who suffer simply not knowing how to get the help they need. First, we will talk about what causes depression. Research has shown that depression is influenced by both biological and environmental factors, which means it can be genetic and passed down generations. Situational factors also can cause depression in significant ways. That would include having a lack of a support system, stress, illness in yourself or in a loved one, legal difficulties, finance struggles, and job problems. It is also known as major depressive disorder. There's many symptoms to depression, and some are more noticeable than others. Symptoms of depression include having a depressed mood, such as feelings of sadness or emptiness, having a loss of interest in activities you used to enjoy, having sleep disturbances, meaning you either sleep too much or not enough and not able to sleep, loss of energy, fatigue, and difficulty concentrating, holding a conversation, paying attention, and making decisions. An important symptom to look out for is suicidal thoughts and/or intentions. This would be comments referring to, "I don't want to be here anymore," or "everything would be better if I wasn't around." Symptoms that are not as easy to recognize are thoughts and feelings of hopelessness and self-degrading thoughts. People with depression tend to hide it well and are often the people you wouldn't suspect it from. So it is very important if you are having thoughts of hurting yourself or see someone with multiple symptoms to let someone know. Now we will be talking about getting help. Reaching out for help is not always easy, partially due to the feeling of being alone or not knowing how to get the proper help. 20% of all teenagers experience depression before they reach adulthood, and yet only 30% of those teenagers are being treated for it. Suicide is the third leading cause of death among teenagers in the United States. When it is time to seek medical help, your regular doctor is a good place to start. They test for depression based on questions such as when your symptoms started, how long they have lasted, how severe they are, asking if depression or mental illness runs in your family, and if you have a history of drug or alcohol abuse. They then help manage your symptoms. If depression goes untreated, it may get worse and last for months and even years. It causes pain and possibly leads to suicide, as it does for about one of every 10 people with depression. If there's thoughts of suicide, it is very important to call the National Suicide Prevention Lifeline, which is a toll-free hotline open 24/7, available to anyone in suicidal crisis or emotional distress. The number is 1-800-273-8255. If you're not comfortable talking, there is also an online chat, or you can go to the emergency room. When diagnosed, most doctors will refer you to a mental health professional. They figure out the best treatment, which may include antidepressants, therapy, or a mixture of both. It is very important to get the help you need before things get worse. Finally, I'm going to talk about my connection to depression and why I'm so passionate on why others should be educated. In 7th grade, I noticed something was wrong with me. I was self-conscious, lonely, and confused. I often spent most nights crying myself to sleep because I just thought I wasn't good enough. I covered it up for about a year until it got to the point where it was so bad I knew I needed the help. In 8th grade, I was brought to Clifton to get my first evaluation. Yet, for the most part, I had a strong support system, but some people like to say it was all for attention. If you're depressed, you know that's not the case. I was put into therapy and put on medication. Everything was good for a while. You see, depression is like climbing a mountain. Sometimes you slip, but you need to get back up and try again. I slipped again sophomore year. I felt so worthless at the time. I truly thought things would have been better if I wasn't around. But my friend noticed, and she picked me back up again, and honestly, she saved my life that year. Again, things were good for a while. Something I personally struggle with is I think I'm doing fine, so I stopped taking my medication, thinking, I don't need it, I'm happy again. When in reality, I do. So it was an endless cycle of being good and taking my medication to realizing I'm not okay and I need to be on it. When I came to the realization that medication was just something I needed to take, I continued to climb up that mountain. Today, I still struggle, I still go to therapy, and I still take antidepressants. Some days are great, and yet some days I can't get out of bed. But I face it. Struggling with depression for 5 years has only made me a stronger person. I'm happy I got the help before things were too late. If anything, I wish I had gotten help sooner. I'm doing things I thought I would never be able to. In June, I'm graduating high school. The point of this podcast is to be educated on depression. What causes it, symptoms to look out for, and how to get the help you need. Depression is a topic need to be spoken about. It can save someone's life. The main thing to take away from this is don't be afraid to get the help you need. This podcast has been brought to you by the National Suicide Prevention Line, the 24-hour hotline. Thank you.